Tien and her mother Mai own and operate Glenwood Spa and Nails at 918 Grand Avenue in Glenwood Springs. They've been in business there for over 4 years. Now they have to move out by the end of the year. Formerly from Vietnam, Mai speaks little English. Tien translates, but she almost doesn't have to.
She's upset because we've invested so much money into this, and most of it is through a loan that she got. We've only paid off a small portion of that throughout the years that we've been here. To have us close our business and move out, it's hard to pay off that debt at the same time, have money to find a new location and set up shop.
Glenwood Spa and Nails and six other businesses in the same block have been notified by ANB Bank to move out by the end of the year. ANB owns most of the block and wants to build a new branch. Cheryl Gay owns Jewels and Gems a few doors down from the nail salon. She's been in business in Glenwood for 35 years and in this location for 25. She plans to stay in business, but she questions the city's vision for the future of downtown.
I think that there needs to be a committee or some kind of a citizens group to think about what we really want in downtown Glenwood. Do we want parking lots and banks and real estate and other corporate companies? Is that what we want to line Grand Avenue with? I don't know.
Glenwood Springs Mayor Jonathan Godis told KDNK that city staff make sure ANB's application is in compliance with city codes. Then the application is sent to the city's Planning and Zoning Commission, which makes a decision.
It is made solely on the basis of whether it fits within our code or not. It does not consider whether this is a good use, a bad use, left use, a right use, any kind of use.
Godis says city council is the referee to make sure everyone's playing by the rules. In this case, the rules are the city codes.
We don't have much latitude to influence the development as long as it's not asking for significant variances.
ANB plans to build a branch without a drive-through, which is a use by right on the 900 block of Grand. Use by right means the landowner can build pretty much anything as long as it's within zoning parameters. For example,
for a property downtown, which is zoned, I believe, M2, downtown core, if a developer or landowner would want to put a single-family residence on that lot, that would not be allowed. If somebody in my neighborhood in Park West wanted to erect a four-story hotel, that was not allowed.
Usually, says Godis, city staff could make the decision about a building this size, but that's not the case with ANB's application.
Because there is the nature of this building, the location, the community interest, city staff decided to kick it up to Planning and Zoning to make a determination on it.
The city's Planning and Zoning Commission will hold a public meeting on the issue in late July. Meanwhile, Tien of Glenwood Spa and Nails asked the new property manager for an extension to move out until mid-January 2020. But she said she's experienced problems because she's talked to the press.
And he said that our voicing in the newspaper did not make them happy, so they might not be, you know, happy enough to give us that extension.
At least two letters to the editor have appeared in the Glenwood Springs Post-Independent calling for people to close accounts at ANB Bank, and local resident Jason Hughes started a petition titled Stop ANB Bank from Destroying Our Downtown and Displacing Valuable Local Businesses. As of May 29th, 4,473 people have signed on. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.